This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, last hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. We've got another one of these things happening now. Relatives of a teenage home invader who was killed by a homeowner while seemingly exiting the home he had broken into are asking observers to consider the mentality of children raised in the hood. 17-year-old Trevon Johnson was shot and killed after the 54-year-old woman homeowner was alerted to his crime via a home surveillance system. After arriving at her home, she witnessed Johnson exiting a window of her house. There was then a confrontation in which Johnson was shot once. Police arrived on the scene within seconds and applied CPR. After being rushed to the hospital, Johnson was pronounced dead. Out of the woodwork comes Johnson's cousin, Natika Harris, and she seemingly justifies her relative's commission of a burglary, suggested it was the only way through which he could obtain money. She asked, you have to understand, you have to look at it from a child's point of view that was raised in the hood. How he going to get his money to have his clothes to go to school? She also said, I don't care if she have her gun license, her rights, or any of that. This is way beyond law, way beyond. I hate to put it this way. I really do hate to put it this way. And this is not racial or anything else. Is there any reason in the hood where they can't teach children not to do home invasions? Is there any reason at all that can't be part of their upbringing? Since we're going to look at the way he was raised. And, you know, this thing about rights and licenses and everything, you've been vetted. You know, that lady was vetted. I'm sorry for the family's loss. Their little darling should not have been doing a home invasion. That is a occupational hazard when doing a home invasion. You might get perforated. She, speaking of what she described as his bright future, she said her cousin loved education and learning. He was not supposed to die like this. He had a future ahead of him. Trevon had goals. He was very, very big on education. He loved going to school. He loved learning. She also said she rejects the police's characterization of the use of lethal force as being lawfully applied in defense of property. She said the 54-year-old female homeowner should have allowed her cousin to run. It's no reason she should have waited until after he walked out of the yard. No word yet from the campaigns of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders on Johnson's eligibility for integration into the Black Lives Matter group, a narrative both have endorsed and furthered. No word from President Barack Obama or Attorney General Loretta Lynch either. Sorry to say it this way, but you know what? If you're going to break into a house, there's a chance that somebody's not going to like that. And no matter what your family may say about you or want to say to somebody that does that to you, if it's legitimate, it's legitimate. Whatever happened with this lady, the cops have decided that she was justified in doing it. Case closed. Maybe you should teach the children in the hood to not go in doing home invasions. I think that's not a bad idea. If that were to actually happen, maybe home invasions would stop. Is the whole premise behind this? Now, listen, I get told all the time, well, of course, you know, the price for freedom should not include the lives of the innocent. You know, when they're trying to justify to me why we should have gun control, that's what I get told. But at the same time, is this cousin of his, and I do not think she speaks for Black America by any stretch of the, but if she thinks this way, has it become a part of thought where in Black America, it's just considered life? There's always going to be home invasions, and children are always going to commit home invasions, and half of the children are murderers, and half of the children are murder victims, and that's just the way it is. Is that the way the process goes? Because I'm out here, you know, constantly trying to campaign against all kinds of violence, against all kinds of people, and here's this woman saying he should have just been left alone. Let's just perpetuate the thug life. Trayvon, once you start down this path, I've never done a survey, but I would think once you start down this path, this is not something you pull yourself away from, unless something happens and you have that, you know, that epiphany. Should I be going in and taking the fruits of somebody else's labor instead of going out and trying to obtain my own? You know, something like that. If that's not the case, that's altogether. I'm getting tired of these families stepping up saying, he should have been allowed just to do what he wanted. That's the only way he could get money. He didn't have to kill her. She didn't have to kill him. Teach them better. And then this is one less stupid conversation we have to have. It's a stupid conversation for somebody to look me in the eye and say that their little darling, that's just the way it is, but he doesn't deserve to die for it being just the way it is. I don't deserve to get hurt. I don't deserve to, you know, there's a lot of things I don't deserve. And if somebody tries to force that on me in an act of violence, they deserve exactly what I'm about to hand them. Whatever they get from me, they bought it all. I wasn't even trying to sell it. They decide to get violent on me and everything else within my rights. I'm going to do what it's going to take. And I don't care what anybody's family likes about that. I don't care. Because I got my own family to be concerned about. We keep hearing about this over and over again. Clean up your act. Do not come to me or to anybody and say, I don't care about the law, I don't care about your rights, I don't care about the justification, he should have been allowed to do what he was doing, he should have been allowed to get away scot-free, nobody deserves, you know, you're wrong. You're the blame. You're the cause of what happened. You and everybody above him that was an adult should have set him down and said, listen, young man, this is not what you do. This kid's going to get you killed. You have abdicated responsibility. You are responsible for what happened to him, and you abdicated responsibility of doing anything to help him. And all you got left now is complaints because something happened that you now you're regretting it. Now you care about Trayvon. You didn't care enough about him before to get out there and try to keep him on the straight and narrow, which is all we can do. We should never allow these kids to get out there and go crazy. They didn't ask to be born. Why would we allow them to maneuver themselves into a spot where they're going to get themselves killed and then care about it after it happens? Why? That's hypocritical. Don't come to me with it. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. I've heard it too many times already. And I'm pretty sure I'll hear it again. When we get back, the morale of New York's finest is low. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Concern all of us. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. In a new survey, New York cops say the city is less safe since de Blasio took office and that morale is almost non-existent. Add to this, of course, what's happening with de Blasio is because of certain things that he has said in light of police action that he did not agree with, which I know the public howls for a pound of flesh, and a politician is going to react to that because that's all they do is react. But add to this the Ferguson effect, where in a lot of municipalities, because of things that have happened, including in New York, where they've had ambush killings, police now are not as, shall we say, proactive. Rightfully so, but they're not as proactive. Survey asked 6,000 of New York's 24,000-strong police force to rate morale in the department. That's 25% of them. You can only imagine, it doesn't say if this is part of the command structure that's in this or if these are all street officers or what. 24,000 big police force. On a scale of 1 to 10, the average on morale is 2.49. Let's just call that miserable, shall we? Coming from the New York Post, roughly 87% of cops said the Big Apple has become less safe since the new administration took over at the beginning of 2014, with 55% of those respondents describing New York City as a lot less safe. 96% of cops also said that relations between cops and the communities they patrol have gotten worse during the same period, even as Bratton has made repairing those relationships a cornerstone of his policing strategy. Meanwhile, 89% of the cops polled said they would quit the NYPD if they were offered a higher-paying job in law enforcement, while 86% said they would not recommend the job to family members. Police officers who worked the beat said cops are so dispirited because they don't feel like they have the support of the communities where they work, or of the NYPD brass, for that matter. And that's important, to have the support of your community. It's important to have your brass behind you, your command structure. That's important to know that they've got your back, because you're going to be put in situations where you might make looking at it in hindsight, people might say, that was a questionable call. But there's got to be somebody there that understands exactly what you just went through, and that's got to be your command structure. And that, they've got to keep control of everybody. I've met police officers in my locality. I don't have any issues with any of them. As a matter of fact, if I see one of them on the side of the road involved in an engagement, I'm going to do what I can. I'll help them. More cops said morale is terrible. It's always been bad, but this is the worst it has been. This is coming from a beat cop in Manhattan. Even though Bratton stands up there and tells you we're not about numbers, we're not about summonses, they believe a lot of that is some BS, if you will. A high-ranking NYPD official said that while the survey highlights areas that need improvement, it is far from scientific and likely answered by people on the extremes. Okay, we're going to go attack 25% of the cops now. 25% of the new NYPD is extreme because they went up against and told the truth. NYPD spokesperson Peter Donald said, the department has not received the survey. When and if we receive it, we will review it. Who cares? City Hall spokesperson Monica Klein dismissed the survey, calling its findings highly suspect. She also spokesperson. Klein said, we are experiencing historic lows in criminal activity. Murders and shootings are at their lowest in modern history. Okay, that's what they're saying. Anyway. Policeman's job, a cop's job is tough. It's tough. It's worse than being a soldier. Being a cop is worse than being a soldier. When I was a soldier, I never had to go anywhere I was going to go operate alone. I always had a platoon. I always had a squad or a team or a buddy or something, but I never had to do it alone. I certainly did not have to go out there and take care of an entire area by myself. being a police officer, you don't know when you go out every day, right? You've got a couple of constants. You know you're going to be in the same car you probably drive in all the time. You're wearing the same uniform. Everything else is going to be different. As soon as you get out of your department, out of that building, and you get out there on the street, it's a wide open world, and you do not know what is coming next. Getting out there and having a bunch of Black Lives Matter protests where they're calling the cops murderers and openly calling for violence against them. Here in South Carolina, and down in the low country, we had a cop that was a murderer. And his own department moved on him so fast, I'm sure it made his head spin. And he wasn't a cop anymore after that. He was not a police officer. He violated that trust, and he was put in a place where, you know, where he belonged. In the past 2 days here in the United States, 3 police were shot and wounded in a shootout with a suspect in Chicago. Another policeman was gunned down outside of his station house in Maryland, probably by another cop because somebody was attacking the cops at the police department. And there was other while this guy's doing this, 2 brothers are filming it with their iPhones. Okay. All right. Since the Black Lives Matter movement has begun, the daily life of a police officer has become more dangerous. Christian Science Monitor reports an increase in fatalities from ambushes on police this year. This should be going down. Ambushes like the Sunday evening attack are not unheard of. Some 200 ambush attacks on police happen each year, according to a Department of Justice study published October 2015. 200 ambush attacks on police. Now, you know who the police are in your locale? They're the people in your community that have decided they will try to hold the line. They're the people in your community that have decided they will go out, and while you're asleep, they will see the side of your little sleepy wherever you are. I had an app one time where I could listen. You know what? I'll tell you about this when we get back. I'm about to run out of time. So we'll talk about this when we get back. I've listened to what happens in Easley overnight. Easley, South Carolina. None of you have ever heard of this place. You're going to hear about it when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's it like? For those of you who've never listened, let me tell you what it's like. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Loom Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com, where they stock the unstockable. Truly, truly stock it. If it's on their website, they have it in stock. Before I move on, I was talking about what it's like with police officers. And believe me, this is only me observing, okay? This is only me observing. I'm sure it's much worse in reality. But I used to have this app on my iPhone where I could listen. It was a scanner app, and I could listen to what was going on. And in Easley, South Carolina, which is where I live, just outside of Greenville, South Carolina, there the law enforcement was hooked up to this app. So I would listen to this. And literally, when something would happen, and I want you to think that that scene in Apocalypse Now when Duvall and his air cab are sweeping in, you hear all that radio chatter going on there. When somebody has, when a call goes out, the pre-coordination that occurs between the dispatchers and the cops on the ground is reminiscent of that, because not all these guys are going to respond to it. There's still got to be guys out there to monitor the rest of the area, the rest of the jurisdiction. So not all of them are going to respond to it. But everybody's monitoring this just in case this turns out to be something else. And it's even in a sleepy little town like this one, where right now if I got in the car and just went anywhere in town, it's like they've rolled back the carpets. Nobody's out moving around right now. The 24-hour businesses that stay open 24 hours, very lonely places. But things do happen in this sleepy little town in the middle of the night. And who's out there trying to make things stay normal while we sleep? That's police officers. So anyway, let's talk about a myth. Let's talk about the myth of the undetectable gun. When you hear a progressive gun grabber out there and he's telling you something about a gun, you need to understand that this isn't a lie, like a fresh lie. This is a myth. It's a complete invention and fantasy based upon fear and psychological terror. They feel overwhelming fear and horror at the very idea of inanimate objects that can cause instantaneous death, irrevocable action at a distance. But it is amusing to watch them and their morbid fascination with the subject. And it's amazing to watch what they come up with. From Hollywood to the pseudo-news stories, they're compelled, against their conscious will, to create and assign virtually magical properties to guns, which they use as defense mechanisms, guarding themselves against the reality they cannot face or control, much like their bladder, for example. These fear-driven progressives then project these abject fantasies onto me and you, like a film projector, especially onto people who would dare to own and use firearms. As if those people suffer under the fears that terrorize the leftists themselves. That's why we fight against such preposterous nonsense as invisible guns, like the polymer-framed Glock used to be characterized as, or the bits, the blood in the streets myth, should CCW permits be issued, or the exploding airplanes in the sky if you armed pilots. None of that has ever happened. Now, with all say, and you know, I guess even with a certain exception, New Jersey, with all 50 states successfully on board with some sort of concealed carry mechanism, even though some of them don't really let you use it, we know that there is no blood in the streets happening. So let's look at the undetectable gun myth. We saw this out there all over the place. This new plastic gun can't be seen by airport x-ray machines, so terrorists will be sneaking them onto planes, and they must be banned. Who in their right mind, insert scolding the NRA right here, could object to that? This was all said when Glock came out. It wasn't polymer, it was plastic. And, you know, here we have, you know, this was, Gaston Glock used to be a curtain rod maker. And he came out with a gun that is, I mean, it's simple. It's a very simple gun. All of its operating components are easily detectable, hardened steel, springs, and sheet metal. Not to mention the ammunition. Even Superman can't see through lead. You know, the polymer part has metal inserts in it as well. I mean, it's quite detectable. So why would you let the facts get in the way of the airheaded hyperbole where the news is supposed to air? Reporters didn't look much further than the anti-gun rights press releases in their initial waves of sensationalism, thus making them look like idiots, you realize. I remember when I saw, what was it? Die Hard 2. All the bad guys carried Glocks. John McClane referred to it as a Glock 7, a ceramic pistol undetectable by airport x-rays or by any sort of undetectable. It was undetectable. And it costs more than most people make in a year. Because of the stupidity that came out with the Glock, federal law was enacted, 18 U.S.C. 922P, requiring guns to have enough metal to be detected. The feds even created a physical sample called the security exemplar, sort of like requiring meat to contain meat. Rampant speculation that the CIA had invisible guns will likely never end or be proven, and charges that people on the no-fly list are there because the scanners and everything don't work on them. Think about that, would you? And they're still free to take the train, the bus, the car, or walk. All that gross nonsense. The Glock and its imitators are so excellent as far as reliability, accuracy, easily maintained. It has become the most popular sidearm in the world, the choice of our police by an overwhelming margin. Thank goodness the deniers and the Hoppe folks didn't win on this one. Then there's the if self-defense was common, it would be in the news myth. I don't have time to go into that one. We will pick up that one after this break coming up. As a report card, I'm still working on the shooting technique. And I haven't shot any this week at all. I probably won't get a chance to shoot again until day after tomorrow. And then when I do, well, I guess we'll talk about it Monday. Gotta work this out. Also, I have a possible project that I think is actually going to take off very shortly with Trigger Time TV. This will be something the likes of which you've never seen before. And it will be aimed at a group of people that are forgotten. And I'm not just talking about veterans who are forgotten, but a different group of people altogether, a group of people of which I am one of. And I'm also not talking about heart attack survivors. This is a group of people that a lot of us belong to, and nobody looks at us the way we look at us, and we'll be addressing that with this project. That's coming up in the near future. We'll have more news on that as it comes along. We will be right back.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com, where the unstockable is in stock. Next myth. If self-defense was common, it would be in the news more. Myth. This is a myth. It's actually part of a suppressed part of information. We'll get to that. What we're told is it's easy to prove that guns so serve no valid purpose, because if they really stopped crime and worked for self-defense, you'd see more of it in the news. Ha 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 ha. Case in point, the Fabricus case. That is about an ASU professor who, with his high school student son, counted local crime stories, decided self-defense is rare, and declared this a scientific study. The community paper, which is now defunct, and a medical journal from Canada, ran the conclusion from this as if it meant something. They took heat, but they let it stand. The media deliberately suppresses stories about self-defense and highlights stories about misuse of guns for reasons that they claim are unclear. I know they're pretty clear to me. The reason is very well known. Mainstream reporters are generally left-leaning, gun-hating liberals out of a left-leaning, gun-hating area. Where is all of this stuff written? Just look at the locale where it comes from. Studies constantly show that it suits them. It fits their bias and matches their worldview to hide truth on this issue. That's what they do. They won't see it, won't admit it. People like me follow it closely, confront them when we can. It's like they're brain dead. If you wanted to Google the subject, you'd be stunned. An Associated Press Bureau reporter once said, his bureau chief wouldn't let a self-defense story run because it might encourage copycats. The CBS TV ratio of anti-rights to pro-rights stories recently was 22-1 against. Their ethical standards, well, they don't have any. Very simple to figure out. Dr. John Lott surveyed the media. The numbers are impossibly upside down. In 1 year, USA Today ran 6,000 words on gun-related crime and zero on the good that guns enable. A book is available called Armed, outlining 13 scholarly studies showing between 700,000 and 2.5 million defensive gun uses every year. Bloomfield Press pays to put self-defense stories in USA Today as ads, so at least some good news filters out. Media excuses for suppressing self-defense are myths unto themselves. They certainly want to promote vigilantism, which is a criminal act and not self-defense. They don't want frontier justice and taking the law into your own hands, which has nothing to do with self-defense against assault. They don't want a dangerously armed public with everyone packing heat, which is a derogatory slur that reporters love and use constantly. They don't want individual responsibility. Oh, my God. They don't want supplanting Big Brother government safety, which everyone sees doesn't work. They don't want to see stand your ground, shoot first, Wild West scenarios. That's silliness reflecting neither the law nor common sense. They see this reporting, and they see reporting on this as mythical as virtually anything else, everything else you see about guns, if it's on TV or in a newspaper. So, the myth, well, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, it just never stops. And it's up to us. It's up to us to deal with this. Recently, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the explosion in random slashings this year shows the city is getting guns off the streets. But critics say it's another NYPD policy that is driving the blade attacks, the end of stop and frisk. His claim earlier this month that violent criminals are using knives, razor blades, and box cutters to maim strangers because they can't get their hands on firearms prompted skepticism from law enforcement experts. Slashings have jumped about 20% this year compared to the first 3 months of 2015, with attacks occurring on the subway, at tourist attractions, and in outer borough neighborhoods long plagued by crime. De Blasio told reporters in response to a question about the knife attacks, "I'm not a criminologist, but I can safely say that guns are being taken off the street in an unprecedented way. Some people, unfortunately, are turning to a different weapon." I guess that's one theory. Here's another that's based on reality. Precisely nothing de Blasio has done has impeded the flow of weapons and drugs into New York City. Instead, he ended the NYPD stop-and-frisk policy and made it easier for criminals and crazies to carry weapons without significant risk of being stopped. Once again, these edge weapon attacks are part of a wider spike in violent crime that is a direct result of the Ferguson effect, where the criminals are now the new protected class. Criminals are now afforded more rights and preferential treatment by government, non-government agencies than law-abiding citizens or law enforcement, thanks to some deranged social policy emanating from the left-wing fringe of the Democratic Party. It's that sort of deranged social policy which has given criminals the confidence to carry weapons of all kinds in a society poised to embrace anarchy as official public policy. You know, we talked earlier this week about Chicago, which has been run by Democrats since 1931. And they're slowly sinking into just all kinds of violence. And here we have this. We have this happening in New York. New York was dragged away from this a while back. De Blasio has taken them back there. Right now, the bad guys in New York know two things. They know that the good people have been disarmed by the law, and they know that the NYPD has been handcuffed by policy. And now the criminals and the crazies are reacting as much as they did when David Dinkins was the mayor there back in the 80s. Slashing attacks are up 20% in New York City so far this year, and it's only going to get bloodier as the weather warms up. This has been during a cool period. When it gets hotter, it gets more violent. Goodness. Oh, gosh, explaining away the knife attacks. As if somehow that's good, that all we have are knife attacks. Violence is what's bad. Not knife violence. Not knife violence is bad. Gun violence is bad. axe handle violence is bad. There's all kinds of violence is bad. But at the end of the day, it's violence. It's criminals attacking innocent people. People who are not ready for this attack to happen in the first place. Hence, most of the time, it's sort of a slaughter. Only the people that are ready to fight such an attack have half of a chance. And even then, it's, it's not a default position to fall back. I carry a gun, therefore nothing's going to happen to me. It is not that way. It has never been that way. It's never going to be that way. I don't have eyes surrounding my head. Right now, I'm having trouble shooting and hitting the target. I still carry a gun. I still carry a gun. Tomorrow we'll probably have some more presidential politics because I completely stayed away from it today. Just because I don't know what direction we're going in right now. I really don't. We've got the establishment all up in arms, and we've got Trump, and he's got people. He's apparently got thugs and all this other stuff. And then we got people like Kasich's people are calling for Trump to be assassinated and all this other. It's just anarchy out there. I don't even know. I don't know what's coming up. I don't know what to expect out of these yahoos that are out there wanting my vote. Maybe they could calm down a little bit and we could actually have a dialogue, something like that. That would be nice. Just so long. And, of course, Barack Obama, he has put up a nominee for Supreme Court. Everybody's saying he would undo Heller. I just want to see the Republicans stick to their guns like the Democrats did under Bush. Bush had a year and a half left on his term. They were saying, no more nominees for you, Bush, baby. I'm Charles Schumer. I have spoken. We will reconvene in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.